We get a lot of messages about who we should be from other people. What happens when we decide to write our own narratives instead? That's the topic of this week's episode of Same, Same, Different, Michigan Radio's podcast about identity and difference. Marenike Jiwa Onaiwu is a guest on the latest episode. She's a writer, advocate, and researcher who identifies as autistic. Host Bryce Huffman spoke with Onaiwu about how she came to understand her identity on her own terms.
When I graduated high school, I decided I'm going to use my name because all through school, teachers, you know, I was raised in the Midwest and then later moved to Texas. Teachers just always gave me some kind of a nickname because they said my name was too hard. And so I decided, yeah, they were like, I'm not going to say that. I'm thinking, but you can say these complicated, you know, Eastern European names or whatever that people have, but there's no effort to say mine. And so when I graduated high school, I decided I'm going to use my name and people are going to call me by my name, not by a nickname to hide who I am. Yeah. And so in terms of my identity, I started thinking about my kids. I didn't want them. Everything I read about autism was so depressing. Autism sufferers. Yeah, I may have autism, but autism may not, doesn't have me. And, you know, he's locked away inside and, you know, hurry up early, hit hard, hit early, early intervention so that you can change their life. They'll almost seem indistinguishable from the norm. I was like, goodness gracious. You know what I mean? Like, how am I supposed to raise a child that's to be proud of who they are when they think that everything about them is so horrible, you know? And so I wanted to find ways to instill pride in them and trying to find positive alternatives to see who they were. And then when I discovered myself, I was thinking it was even more so important for them and for me to realize this is me. This is Marenike. I don't have to speak the way that other people speak. I don't have to move the way that other people move. I don't have to suppress myself and be in emotional and physical pain so that I can hide who I am. If they don't like it, screw it. I'm going to be me. And I started to also use the term, you know, kind of like Ernesto mentioned, you know, stating, you know, I'm Chicano. You know, I openly identify as autistic, not because it, you know, people have to do that. Everyone's diagnosis is their business, but because I need to be a visible demonstration. Like, I try to own it and no longer hide. I've flipped it. It's kind of like how people took black, you know, James Brown, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. It's about people taking their power and owning themselves.
You can hear this week's full episode of Same, Same, Different and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, NPR One, or wherever you listen.